Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Just loving that Indian summer swelter. I'm just loving it. Nothing beats squirrel hunting, shorts, t-shirt, orange vest, orange cap, and wood, just walking along, man, taking shots here in this glorious Indian summer weather. Yeah, I like it. Hot. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We have October 28th and 29th. Again, a happy new year in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. We know that when the season opens, the close for New Year's celebration. Fall turkey season opens today. Permit bow season opens today. Now, just a reminder on the permit bow dealio. If you haven't purchased a buck tag and you already have your doe permit for his respective DMZ for permit bow, you have until tonight, 11:59, to get that buck tag. Again, you go to a licensed issuing agent, go to njfishandwildlife.com. The buck permit will still be available on the initial purchase if you haven't already picked up your permit for the respective DMZ. So you can still get that. It'll be a 56 knot. You want to get your buck permit. You have until 11:59 tonight. It's going to be an extra $28. Hey, good luck to the youngsters out there in the Coastal Zone Youth Day. I know. It's tough hunting in the heat. Hunting the waterfowl in the heat is okay. I do that sometimes, wood ducks, you know, in the North Zone, early season October. I don't mind that. But yeah, in the Coastal Zone, that's why they only have the one you get to extend it. They love the cold weather. That's why the January, last January, wasn't much happening on that end either. Plenty of fishing going on. Stripers are moving down. You still have stripers in the back bay. The tog bite's ferocious. It's only one fish, but man, I'm seeing some horses from the jetties, from the bulkheads, sand fleas, green crabs. Do not overlook cooked shrimp. I'm telling you, the tog just absolutely, and of course, you know, as I mentioned, the sand fleas are always hot. Hey, man, we're up against a break. Our first guest coming up, we're going to be talking the fall turkey season perspectives with Jimmy Sloan. He is the State Wild Turkey Project Leader with DEP's Fish and Wildlife. Also coming out a little later on, Lou Gambale from the National Wild Turkey Federation, talking some tactics on that. And we have, it's going to be Convention in the Pines coming up. I got to love that. The trappers are back at it. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Glorious Indian summer. Rack and Fin Radio underway.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You have the choice. Whether it's going out to dinner or ordering takeout at a local restaurant or buying that new outfit from a local boutique, those choices help to put money back in your community. And Town Square Media South Jersey puts a spotlight on local businesses. Piccalilli Inn, the original Piccalilli Inn. Visit them on Facebook or at piccalilli.com for their pick specials. Nobody beats the Piccalilli. Route 206 in Chemung.
Dr. Lyle M. Back. For everything from skincare to cosmetic surgery, go to ilovelyleback.com.
Filling Marble and Tile Outlet on Philadelphia Avenue and Route 30 in Egg Harbor City. Visit fillingmarble.com.
Jenkins Plumbing and Heating. Call Jenkins for heating and air conditioning installation, service and maintenance, plumbing or drain cleaning service. 609-641-6440 or jenkinsplumbingandheating.com.
Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals at ambientcomfortnj.com. Thank you for supporting these great local businesses from Town Square Media, South Jersey.
Next question. This place is known for its extraordinary financial services since 1902. Contestant three?
Motion First Bank?
Oh, nice try. Sorry, everyone. The answer we were looking for is Ocean First Bank. Ocean First. But the good news is everyone goes home a winner with convenient access to deposit services, mortgage loans, business financing solutions, and digital banking options for business and personal accounts. Through local branches and online banking, your needs always come first at Ocean First Bank.
Now get 5.25% APY when you open a six-month CD with at least $10,000 of new money to Ocean First. Learn more. Open yours with a local branch or at oceanfirst.com. Restrictions apply.
Equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're feeling pretty good. You just switched to Verizon 5G home internet. It's Verizon. Safe choice, right?
Exactly.
maybe you won't mind waiting for everyone to log off so your network signal isn't congested.
Oh, I love practicing patience.
Maybe when your kids can't video chat grandma, they'll start writing her letters instead.
Kim Kim would love that.
It'll be great. And maybe the kids won't notice when you cut down their treehouse to get a better signal.
Wait, trees block the 5G signal?
Yep. It's time for better internet. Fast, reliable internet. Switch to Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts.
Now through November 15th, new customers can get started with 200 megabit per second internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/Verizon 5G Facts, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I mentioned opening segment is indeed a Happy New Year with the opening of the turkey season today. The fall turkey season runs today and then Monday through next Saturday. Hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise, a half hour before sunset. One bird per permit, okay? And only one bird per day, no matter how many permits you have. That's it. And there, it's a Jersey has a fantastic, fantastic flock of turkeys from up top, Sussex County, all the way down through Cape May. Joining us on the line right now, very special guest. We're going to talk fall turkeys in New Jersey with Jimmy Sloan. He's a wildlife biologist with DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Wildlife Management. He is also the state wild turkey project leader. I'm really gung-ho because I'm going to be out this coming week. Got my permits. Jimmy, how you doing, man? Nice to have you back on Rack and Fin. How you been, Bo?
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me again.
Turkey season here already. We just had doing a prospectus for the spring season, and bang, boom, here it is. May, June, July, August, end of October, man. Time is flying, and so are the turkeys. I busted up some flocks and doing some scouting the other day, Jimmy. There are vibrant, for lack of a better term, vibrant number of turkeys, hens, jakes, and gobblers around this great Garden State, man.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we had a really good spring harvest, and the fall harvest looks like it's going to be right around the five-year average.
Oh, yeah, Jim, because I noticed, listen, I think the first autumn turkey season was back in 96 or 97. The highest total of birds taken during the fall season was in 2001 with 258. Lowest was last year, unfortunately, with, I think it was 68, or no, it was 2021, I'm sorry, with 68. Last year, 111 birds. So that's a 35, whatever, 40% increase. And I'll tell you, it's not for lack of turkeys. A lot of variables involved, weather, and just the fact that fall turkeys, Jim, for some reason, fall turkey hunting is still not into the psyche, still not into the fabric of the whole fall hunting scene. It's always turkeys synonymous with spring, and that's it. Yet we have incredible opportunities throughout the 18 turkey hunting areas, top to bottom of the state.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, every year we have less than 1,000 individual hunters participate in the fall season.
Again, do you think it's just tradition? It's a spring 100%. And lack of,
yeah.
In other states, fall turkey hunting is extremely popular. Jim, the estimated, for statewide flock is what, around 20,000, 21,000 birds?
20,000 plus or take 10%.
So when figuring out the autumn numbers for the prospective harvest, rather, so you're based on what, you figure 20,000?
Yeah, about 20,000 birds are available. You know, and you got to think the fall season was the traditional turkey season in a lot of these other states.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Even eating a turkey, you know, they really, up till about 50 years ago, spring turkey season wasn't anything across the nation.
Yeah. Now, Jim, for the fall season, really, even with hens being legal, negative impact on the flocks, correct? Flock numbers?
Yeah, so last year, I mean, we killed 111 birds, 56 females and 55 males. I mean, it's a 50-50 split, even though you have the option to harvest either sex. And 56 females statewide is not hurting the population at all.
Join us online is Jimmy Sloan. He's wildlife biologist, DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Wildlife Management. He's the state wild turkey project leader. Turkey season is on. The fall season opens today, half hour before sunrise, half hour after sunset. Opens again Monday and runs through next Saturday. I'll tell you, Jim, when they added that second Saturday, boom, that I really didn't I don't think increased participation that much, but given the hunters' options of two Saturdays, man, that's a win-win all around.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, given two Saturdays is huge for somebody who works from Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. So if there are any limiting factors on jerseys, turkey flocks, what would they be? The first to me is, for right up front, glaringly, is development. Predation, yeah, but development. What is this term? Pad sites. I'm seeing pad sites being built everywhere. We're losing ground.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, habitat fragmentation plays a big part, but the biggest part is weather. I mean, those poults cannot take a few days of rain, and they sure can't take it the first week they're born.
That's right, spring. So ideally, a warm, dry spring, optimum production, or actually poult survival, correct?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, and I mean, hard and soft mass, too. I mean, in the fall, up to 70% of an adult turkey's diet is going to be hard mass, and that's especially important with white and red oaks.
Speaking of oaks, Jim, it's like you're walking on ball bearings or marbles. No matter where, I mean, how many counties I visited, there's a great mass crop this year statewide.
Yeah, you really got to watch your ankles when you're out there.
I know, it's pissing off some of those deer guys that have the bait piles out. Deer aren't even looking at the corner. And sugar beets, for them to ignore sugar beets, what the hell?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you can see in the current deer harvest, I mean, the mass crop is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we have that, the deer harvest is down.
But Jim, question, predation, coyotes, foxes, raptors, naturally red-tailed hawks, what have you. Significant negligible impact on overall turkey numbers? And is it predicated on part of the state?
I wouldn't say so much coyotes. I'd go with the smaller meso predators. More the nest raiders is where, yeah, I can see them having the biggest impact, and also on hens sitting on nests. But you're going to have predation. We're never going to get rid of it. You know, and a lot of people who complain about the predators aren't trappers. You know, get your trapping license. Be a part of the effort.
That's right. Absolutely correct. Yeah. Okay, Jimmy. Well, Jimmy, with the autumn season again, listeners, jakes, you know, immature males, gobblers, and hens are legal. And hens, that is the critical factor. You know, that this is, I remember I had once a conversation, what have you, with, I don't know if you want to call that, with an animal rights activist. And then the turkey, you know, they mate for life. I said, who told you that? They're like geese. I said, who told you that? Anyway, straightened her out on that thing. But again, hens, that is a linchpin to the overall population, health, whatever. Jim, are there any types of studies being done on, you know, turkey, the hens, the population itself? What's happening with that?
Yeah, actually, this January, we're going to kick off a three-year research study where we put radio telemetry units on hen birds, and we're going to track all parts of their demographics.
Now, is this going to be a statewide dealio? I mean, you're going to be all the turkey hunting areas going to have some tagged hens?
So there's two study areas. One's going to be in North Jersey and one's going to be in South Jersey. Mm-hmm. We're going to put backpacks on 50 hens each year for 3 years.
Put what?
And just
put
make sure
what?
Our season.
Put what?
Go ahead, Tom.
A backpack?
Backpack transmitters.
Oh, well. Geez.
Telemetry units.
I'm thinking of the kids waiting at the school bus, man. I got to be a big ass hen target.
No, we just call them backpacks.
So, Jim, the ultimate plan here, what's the end results? What are you looking for?
We're doing disease testing, but the main thing is to find out when the mean or the average incubation date is. That's when you're supposed to start your spring season, is when half the hens are already sitting on nests.
Okay.
And that is really important when it comes to disrupting hens sitting on nests, and that leads to poor productivity. So if we make sure our seasons are right and everything like that, there's a bright future for turkeys.
Jimmy Sloan, can that vary from, say, north to south, say Sussex County down to northern Cape May County?
I'm going to go on an educated guess of yes, but in 3 years I'll be able to tell you exactly how much that does differ.
Would that impact the setting the season dates? Rhetorical question. I'm just thinking out loud here because my mind's working ahead of you. Uh-oh, what's up with this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If the science says we're doing something wrong, then we will try our best to make it right.
Okay, joining us on the line, Jimmy Sloan, wildlife biologist with DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Wildlife Management. He is a state wild turkey project leader. So, Mr. Sloan, on the overall, this today and this coming week looks like a banner fall turkey season if you want to get out there and do it, eh?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Bust that flock up. See, Jimmy, we double up with squirrels. I have my orange cap on, whatever the rest is, camo. I'm walking through the woods. And you bust some birds. Off comes the camo hat, into the camo vest that goes, and out comes the head cover. Make sure I have my. You have to have a calling device on you, people. And Jim, it's a challenge to me. I would say, as well, limited as a gobbler caller I am, that getting these birds, people, you know, you just hit. Yeah, they're going to come running back in. Woo, woo, woo. It's not that easy. So because I see when all of a sudden there's birds, there's a lot of eyes out there. And you make one move, and boom, they're gone again.
yeah. When people say they come running back in, that's for the best of the best callers. I mean, but if you sit down and just keep quiet, they will flock back up.
And they slink, and every once in a while you hear, eep, eep, but they slink, and they look, and you see little movement, and then you go, okay, raise that bow or gun, whatever you're using, raise that, and all of a sudden, there's four or five right there that you didn't see. Jimmy, it is a challenge. This is fall turkey season is on. $21 for a permit. You can't beat it. What a great autumn experience, especially here in the Central and Southlands. Woods are at their finest. There's just it's a lot of birds out there. This mass crop, as Jimmy said, the reproduction, we've got this mass crop. You are going to see turkeys. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us. Are you going to get out into the woods yourself? Don't tell me.
Yes,
you're too busy.
Yes, you are?
Wow.
I'm going to have a new WMA this year. Yep, absolutely.
Which WMA? Give me a general area. Don't name it. Give me a general area.
I am going up to Warren County to hunt Columbia Wildlife Management Area for the first time.
Isn't that up? That's up off 80, isn't it?
Yeah, yep.
And there you go. Okay, Jimmy, you take care. Good luck. Well, let's compare notes next Sunday.
All right, Tom. Thanks for having me.
See you later.
See you later.
Fall turkey season is here. Just a glorious time to be out there. This is why October into November is so incredible. Oh, man. Anyway, trapping is going to be starting November 15th. God, I'm just bouncing off walls. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Tech.
If there's something for which you use Google other than search, it's likely it's maps and directions. Google debuted their interactive maps in 2005, and not much has changed about them, but Google is updating some of the features, like helping EV drivers to find charging stations that are definitely operating, reducing the chances of someone getting stranded. But now Google says it will be integrating artificial intelligence with its maps, and in doing so, giving travelers a search-based experience. Drivers can now enter start and destination points, and Google Maps creates a route. But by powering Google Maps with AI, users can expect to ask Maps questions. And while you can be asked to be directed to a street address, Google says you'll be able to ask Maps to take you somewhere to view the fall foliage. And the AI will be able to search social posts of changing leaves and use geolocation data to route you there. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Glorious weekend of October 28th and 29th. I know it's my most glorious month, and it goes so quickly as this. It just seems like every turn of the calendar page, people is getting sooner and sooner. Going quicker and quicker. But we have a great event coming up in the first weekend of November, November 4th and 5th, Convention in the Pines. I mentioned at the end of the last segment, fur trapping is going to open up, I think, November 15th, statewide. Well, the 4th and 5th, Saturday and Sunday, at McKay's Blueberry Farm on Russ Anderson Boulevard in Chatsworth. There you talk of the heart of the pines. It's like they're hunting some pickerel spots down the other. Can I make a phone call? Yeah, and in Chatsworth, man, there is no cell service. I mean, there is no cell. So you are in Jersey's heartland there, man. What a beautiful area. It's going to be put on by the New Jersey Fur Harvesters, trapping, skinning, and fur handling all day by top experts both days. It's going to be a great time. Snare and DP trap tips and refresher courses. Trapping, hunting supplies is going to be a huge supply auction on Sunday. There's a lot of stuff going on. Very special guests on the line. We only can get him once a year because he is one busy man in the field, it seems. That, again, every turn of the calendar page. It's Ron Deal. He is the long time president of the New Jersey Fur Harvest. I want to talk about this event. It's going to be a great time, great vendors. Warpath Archery. If he's there, I forget his name. I have his card. Check it out. I mean, this guy, I think he's half Apache or something. Man, he has it. Ron, sorry, man. You know me with Warpath Archery. I get going. How you doing, brother?
How are you, Tom?
A lot cocked and ready to rock next weekend. Sounds like a great time. This is, how many years now have you been doing this convention in the Pines?
We're in our 20s. I want to say 28.
Wow. So that is something. Yeah. And New Jersey Fur Harvesters, New Jersey premier trapping organization. And this is basically for experts and novices and the curious all combined, correct?
It's for everybody. We even have a lot of stuff that's non-trapping related.
Right.
But sportsman related.
Mm-hmm.
And so, listen, anybody wants to come and tailgate?
That's and the things you see there, listeners, you never would believe. Like this is modern era America, but the trappers, as I said with Ronnie Jones from ACB, shout out to Ronnie Jones out there, ACP Rednecks Pride. It's Ron, the trapping community. It's an entirely different culture. You have your hunters, you have your fishermen. Trapping, you know, that gets into the total essence of the outdoors. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Knowing
it's becoming more popular.
Yeah, again, growing slowly but surely, and it's the habitat and the animal environment, all the factors, weather. It's really intriguing. When I used to trap way back when I had the time for it, I had to give it up because I just didn't have the time. It's not, you know, unless you can give it 100%, you don't do it. But this trapping convention in the Pines, I just love it. It's going to be a super time. So, Ron, you're looking at how many vendors approximately?
We're up around 30 so far.
That is pretty good. Now, listen, by the way, any bass guys out there, there's a guy there, I forget what his young fella, made some badass plastic baits. Ron, I kicked some bass ass with those through late November and through the spring. Listen, check it out. You want to get, there's also primitive camping available. It's going to be Saturday night. Listen, no water or electric. You're going to have to rough it, you know, bring your own. But there will be porta-johns on site. Now, Ron, are you still signing up vendors?
We are. So anybody would like to come and set up a tailgate or a regular tent vending, everything is free. We don't charge for anything.
That's fantastic. Ron, one question. Why, in your mind, again, all your experience, because they had the trapping mid-70s, late in the early 80s, and the banning of the lake hole that dropped to almost nothing. You're seeing, for lack of a better term, a resurgence in the interest and participation in trapping. What do you attribute that to?
Everybody wants to get out and do something new.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there a lot of them don't even know that there's actually a fur industry. They want to get out and, you know, mark off something off their bucket list.
This is true, but this is not something you do casually. I mean, putting a have a heart in the yard to get the raccoons out of the garden, that's one thing. That's, you know, but when you, Tyrone, when you go into trapping, it, like it did with me, when that bug bites you, it's like golf or fly fishing. It just gets into your system. And man, it's even to this day, November, December, January, you see your tracks in the snow, whatever. It just gets at you and it won't let go.
Yeah, it's a full-time job. It turns into an obsession.
And that's what happened. The possession of the obsession, the obsession possession. That's it. Listeners, next Saturday and Sunday, November 4th and 5th at McCoy's Blueberry Farm on Russ Anderson Boulevard in Chatsworth, the New Jersey Fur Harvesters Convention in the Pines. Again, trapping, skinning, and fur handling tips and tricks all day from the top trappers and fur hunters in the state and beyond. You have a lot of good number of out-of-staters coming in here, Ron. You got some good participation here. There's going to be snare and DP trap tips and refreshers, trapping and hunting supplies, a big supply auction at noon on Sunday. New vendors are coming in at the time. Again, primitive camping is available. Ron, for people that want to get involved with this or find out more, is there you have a Facebook or website or a phone number? What?
Yep, you can go to NewJerseyFurHarvesters.org. We got a Facebook page that we're really active with.
Mm-hmm.
And just come down to the show and sign up. We'll give you all the information.
And now, Ron, listen, how's it looking out there? You know, coon numbers, fox numbers, red and gray fox numbers, minks, muskrats are the best, especially in South Jersey along Cumberland County, the Bay Shore there. That is the backbone of it. How do numbers look good? You have any indication?
There are plenty of critters running around.
And this is it. And listeners, as Jimmy Sloan said in the earlier segment about the turkeys and the hens and the nest raiders, your raccoons in particular and skunks, they can impact a population pronto. You know, so when you're trapping deal, you are actually, it's all part of the big web, the ecological circle. You're actually benefiting the turkeys and other species, correct?
Yep, and trappers offer free wildlife control.
Yeah, and there you go. That's a great way to put it, Deal. Listeners, again, next Saturday, the 4th and 5th of November at McCoy's Blueberry Farm, Russ Anderson Boulevard in Chatsworth, 08019. Put that on your GPS, because I tell you, one wrong turn out there, you know where you're going to end up. I love it. People say, the pines, they all look the same. Yeah, that's what's so crazy. That's how you get lost so easily. Trapping, skinning, and fur handling all day, both days, by the top experts in the field. Snare and DP trap, tips and refreshers, and trapping and hunting supplies. Big auction on Sunday. It's going to be a great time. Ron, hope to see you there. Listeners, if you get there, check out. They're all the better. They're all cool. They're all, you're going to have amazing interest. But I have to say it again. Check out that Warpath Archery, man. You want to see something? This guy is amazing with his bows. And Ron, that spear thing that they I think it's allowed to you can hunt within three or four states. That atlatl thing. Did you ever see that?
Yep.
I forget what that guy's name is. He threw that thing on target like 30 yards. Bip! I says, whoa! I said, do that again.
Yeah, that would be Tim.
Tim, is that it? Okay, he is that's a wild character. And you give a shout-out to out there to stop in and see Ronnie Jones at ACP Red X Pride and Outdoor Sense, whatever he calls it these days. We'll see you next week. Convention in the Pines, McCoy's Blueberry Farm, Russ Anderson Boulevard in Chatsworth. Hey, Deal, I'll be there. I'm telling you this. We both lost some weight here, dropped some pounds. I challenge you to the pork roll, cheese, egg, and hamburger eating contest. You got a deal?
All right, you're on.
Okay,
you're
man.
On.
It's in the books. Okay, Ronnie, you take care. See you next week, man.
Bye, Tom.
See you later. Yeah, the trapping thing, I have to mention, it's an integral part of wildlife management. It's an integral part of the outdoor experience. Yeah, you have the we're all considerers. Now, who's that next? We're hardcore deer hunters. You have your hardcore bird hunters. You have this. The entire essence of the outdoors encapsulates the trapping experience, what you have to know, what you have to see, what you have to observe, what you have to learn. It's a constant learning experience. It's not a matter of birds being stocked in a field, deer coming out to the acorns, or we're coming out to the cut corn or something like that. No. But check it out. Convention in the Pines for the New Jersey Fur Harvesters next week, 4th and 5th. I think these guys are out there. They're probably a Friday night. I'd say get there 8:30, 9 o'clock, man. It's going to be a great time. And you'll see some things for sale will blow your mind. Okay, man, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Where's the best place to get local news for Atlantic and Cape May counties? The WPG Talk Radio app. Where's the best place to get the latest weather forecast? The WPG Talk Radio app. And what's the best way to listen to WPG on your phone, tablet, Apple CarPlay, or Android Auto? The WPG Talk Radio app. Download it for free today in the App Store or Google Play. South Jersey's talk station. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts. Israel ramped up air and ground strikes overnight in Gaza, targeting Hamas's network of tunnels.
Mechanized forces launched that assault from the east on the west coast. Israeli commandos from Shayad 13, those are Israel's Navy SEALs, they launched a raid in southern Gaza from the sea. These moves are meant to throw off Hamas and to keep them guessing at Israel's true intentions when it comes to any potential invasion.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Tel Aviv. The IDF says it thwarted missile fire from Lebanon this morning and is responding with a strike. In New York City, hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters packed Grand Central Terminal last night demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. And police in Maine found accused mass shooter Robert Carr dead last night.
I can't confirm that. It's an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
State Police Commissioner Mike Soschuk. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Partly cloudy and mild overnight, below 58. Abundant sunshine Saturday, remaining very warm. Saturday's high, 82. Mostly cloudy and mild Saturday night with a low of 57. The unseasonable warmth will come to an end Sunday with variable clouds, the high 67. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a shower in the afternoon, high 70. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Join us right now. Wow, man, it's so great to get this guy. He's because he travels the world in search of turkeys. He is the mega turkey hunter, at least in my parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. It's Lou Gambale. He is the chairman of the President's Council of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Jersey boy right here in I'll just say the Atlantic County area. He's going to avail a few turkey tips for the autumn period. Again, it's weeks or it's short. It's only a week going on. And a chance to put a hen or a gobbler or a jake in the oven for Thanksgiving. Lou Gambale, quesadich, coma style, little brother. How are you?
Hey, my brother! Always great to be with you, Tom.
Look, I got the fall turkey fever.
It doesn't feel a whole lot like fall today. About 80 plus degrees, but hopefully it'll cool down before the season wraps up.
I like it warm. I saw some hens and a couple of gobblers the other day. They were under that patch of white oaks out there by Mays Landing. They were having pina coladas under the tree, man. It was great. Walk by, hung out.
Gobblers around my house are strutting. Yep.
That's good. Lou, the autumn season, like I said, we said with Jimmy Stone, never really seems to have caught on. I mean, it was a novelty. It's an expanded opportunity. Not looking for a big harvest. Like winter boat. Not looking for a big harvest. But I'm surprised that, again, I understand with the permit boat, again, Happy New Year with that permit boat season open today. You know, the rut's, it started. It various parts. It is underway. And the turkey, you know, and you got various duck seasons open. It seems that the fall turkeys, though, sort of gone. It's available, but no one really seems to give much about it.
Well, in New Jersey, look, it was never a part of our history. Some of the more traditional states, like Pennsylvania,
yep. And
some of the states in the South, they really started their turkey hunting many years ago with fall hunting. So New Jersey, it's an opportunity, is the way I like to say it. I look at it as it's a big opportunity if you want to get out in the woods and
you
get a chance to watch the birds as they begin to flock up for the wintering flocks.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great time to listen to vocalization. Right now your hens are together with their poults that have grown up, or your jenny hens and young males, and then the gobblers, and they're kind of together. And the jakes sometimes meander back and forth because they're kind of trying to figure out where they belong.
Yeah, sort of like me when I'm in the woods, in the turkey woods especially. And listen, you can use decoys. You have to have, like I said, you have to have a calling device on you.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Lou, I did it once. My lovely Dee Maria is very successful. Hunted turkeys with a dog. The dog ran out and busted up that flock, came right back to the handler under that little brownish camouflage little tarp he was under, and worked the birds. And Lou, it was wild. He hit a gobbler call. This guy hit a gobbler call, and he got gobbled back. And all of a sudden, here's all these birds around us, and we were pinned. Oh, man, that was something.
Look, the males will gobble and strut all year long. I mean, I've got my big male bird that hangs around here. He was at full strut this morning. He's gobbling the last few mornings. I mean, if the hens would allow them, they'd breed year-round, just like a yard bird. But, you know, decoys, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. A guy called me the other day and asked me a question about that. He said, do you think it would be beneficial to use a gobbler decoy? And I said, yeah. You know, you put it out, and, you know, birds are very territorial right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they see a bird that they don't know why that bird's there or, you know, what's going on, and it certainly can attract them in. And then you back it up with some subtle calling. Your kiki runs and your assembly yelps, which are – that's just a long string of simple yelps.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of your basic calls. A kiki run is – that's a young bird. Basically, they're kind of little communication system amongst them that call them back. So when you talked about the dog, the dogs go in and, you know, bust the flock up. And you can do that. You know, if you're fortunate enough to come on to them, you break up the flock. They fly a bunch of different ways. And then you go get yourself settled down, give it a few minutes to rest. You should begin to hear birds start talking. Mm-hmm. And when you do... that's when you want to insert your calling and become part of what's going on in terms of the vocalization. That's how you call your birds.
We do know a couple of people. They are so into the autumn, you know, the fall turkey season. They actually start, Lewin, it's like deer hunting. They pattern flock movements as per, like in the mass crop, either the acorns or the shagbark hickory nuts or whatever. And they'll pattern the movements of the flocks of birds going in. And by the morning, mid-morning, early afternoon, late afternoon before they go to roost. The guy said, Tom P., it's just like deer hunting. We don't believe in that busting up a flock. They actually wait these birds out, Lou. And it's really something to say. I watched them once. I'm like, I'm saying, shoot, shoot, shoot. But the guy said afterwards, he said, I just wanted you to see what it's like doing it this way. Lou, it was pretty fascinating. Turkeys were so unpredictable, but no, they can be predictable.
If you have the opportunity to get up into a roost area in the morning and just sit yourself down and listen to those birds wake up and listen to them when they hit the ground, and this time of the year, it's fascinating. You'll hear every variation of vocalization you can imagine. And that in itself is worth a trip out into the woods right now.
You know, that makes your hair stand on end. And like I said, we double it up. When I mentioned waterfowl season, I mean, good luck today to the kids that are out there hunting today. What's that? The Coastal Zone Youth Waterfowl Hunt. That's today. So
yes.
the Coastal Zone, it's all going to open. Like I say, the whole thing, everything's happening now on the hunting scene, it seems. But let's get to the Wild Turkey Federation itself. It's growing. Probably one of the foremost recognized conservation organizations worldwide. I mean, it's really something. You guys have grown in leaps and quantum leaps, I should say. Talk about it a little bit. What do we have going on?
Well, we're quickly coming up on about 250,000 members nationwide.
Yep.
We've got a huge commitment right now, twofold. One is to grow chapters and grow membership significantly over the next 10 years. Additionally, we've made a really hardcore monetary commitment to wild turkey research and restoration of habitat to get after bird declines throughout the country. We've got a host of projects going on. I don't know if Jimmy spoke about some upcoming work in New Jersey.
Yes, he did. He mentioned that with the hens, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a significant step for us. We're learning more now about the birds' behavior than we've ever known through the use of the GPS telemetry. And we're really taking this thing serious to try to protect these birds. It took so long to get them back, and we just don't want to let them get away from us. And there's so many variables that affect the turkey populations. And The list is a mile long, and there's no one size fits all. So as we learn more, we do know one thing. Habitat is critical. Proper habitat is critical for the survival, not only of the wild turkey, but really all of our wildlife.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everything. So if you make habitat improvements for one species, you're really improving it for multiple species. And we know that. And so I'm proud of the organization. I'm proud to be a part of it. We things are moving really well for us right now. Thanks to the thousands of volunteers throughout the country. And then the people that come out and support our events, these people are priceless. They come out, they spend their hard-earned money. It gives them a chance to support conservation. If they only do it once a year, we can promise them that their money's going to get put to great use. And, literally almost 90 cents of a dollar stays against the mission with the National Wild Turkey Federation.
That's fine. But a little question, again, when I was speaking with Jimmy Sona, and I've had just the past few weeks seen a lot of turkeys all over the state, again, unless I'm very fortunate in what I do. But Lou, I found it distressing. In some states, the turkey populations are under some pretty critical duress. What's happening? Again, that's what you're trying to find out, yes?
Well, they are, and you got a bunch of things, right? You got, decline of habitat. When you talk about a poult, when Mama Hen is fortunate enough to hatch those poults out, the first 2 weeks of that poult's life, they're on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to have insects for survival. So the less distance that hen's got to, march those poults the first 2 weeks of their life, the more chance they have for survival. But if she's got to go too far to get them to suitable feed, obviously, they're susceptible to so many things.
Yeah, picked off.
Factor in the weather. The weather is a huge factor. You get a significant amount of precipitation backed up with some cool temperatures. When they're young, they get hypothermia very easy. High mortality. Predators, always been there, always will be. They're a food source for predators.
Yep.
Right? At the end, and look, hunters are a predator, right? We harvest, we eat. Predators harvest, they eat. Imbalances in predation can affect things. When you've got nest raiders like your raccoons and your possums and your skunks, they're all there. They're all doing what they're doing, and these things all affect. When you've got suitable, ample habitat, you will find you'll have a better balance of all these factors, and then you'll probably have a much higher poult survival rate.
There you go. This is the mantra: healthy habitat, healthy harvest. That says it right there. The National Wild Turkey Federation has it down pat.
It's a bunch of things, and we're studying. We're going deep now in the research. We're looking at potential causes of disease.
Mm-hmm.
How much this disease is affecting these birds. We're getting deep into are any of the chemicals that are in our agriculture seeds, are they potentially affecting the sterility of these birds? So there's all kinds of things, studies going on. I suspect down the road we're going to find out a lot more, I know we will, than we've ever known. And maybe some of these things we can correct or affect and reverse in a more positive way. But I will say this for simplicity purposes. Look, trapping can be a viable opportunity to help with survival of turkeys. But I would say this, you've got to target trap. You got to know what species you're catching and why you're catching it. If you think about the coyote eats possums and skunks, right? Possums and skunks raid nests. So, as you're going through your emotions, I admire the trappers. I grew up trapping muskrats as a young guy. And I, my big thing is when you take an animal's life, use the animal.
Sure.
That's the important part. That's got to come into factor into this. But just trapping is not going to be enough. You got to improve your habitat. Habitat works, not sexy, Tom. It doesn't make for great pictures on Facebook. It doesn't get anybody too excited, right? But it's dirt work, right? Going in and making land improvements, thinning your forests, laying in the right brood cover and food. This is push work, right? And it costs money, and it takes a lot of labor.
Okay, Lou. Lou, we're up against a hard break on this. Lou Gambale is the chairman of the President's Council of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Some fall turkey tips right there, more about what the Wild Turkey Federation does. For more information on this, Lou, how do people find out? What do you got?
You go to NWTF.org, which is our national website, or you can go to NJNWTF, and we've got our state website. And, you know, I encourage you, join our flock.
It's great, Lou.
Every dollar counts.
Lou, you take care. Best of the family, man. Well, say, hey, we'll see you in the fall woods next week, Gambale. I have you tracked. We have you tracked. We'll see you later, man.
Bye-bye, brother.
Yeah, long in that segment. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Man, fall turkey season, it is here.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
All right, wrap it up for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of October 28th and 29th. Man, where did the time go? Let's get a quick fish report in from the one, the only, the famous and some say infamous Andy Grossman. Riptide Bait and Tackle, 120 on West Brigantine Avenue in Brigantine. Mr. Grossman, what's happening? I want to talk bottom and I want to talk bass. What do you got?
We got bass. We got a ton of bass in the back. We got stripers all over the back bays in the intercoastal.
Oh!
Drifting spot, drifting eels, or throwing any kind of jig or a bucktail with 6 to 8 inch worm on it has been smoking hot, and I'm talking really hot.
Any slot fishing here? Mostly schoolies? What's the dealio?
Now there's schoolies or some coming home for dinner. You know, mm-hmm. It's a tough slot to hit, but people are doing it. I haven't seen any monsters back there, but I'm sure they're on their way down. These are more the residential fish, and it's just loaded up. Every boat out there seems to be getting into the action.
Now, the Riptide Rotter's been doing some damage along the sand there. Grossman, what do you got?
The rotter's out front. We've got a couple out front, but, you know, and it was caught on a rotter. And, you know, it's the way it works. I know they're holding out. You know, they're north of us, and they're holding out. I know they're all talking about the rotters coming down here. Uh-huh. We got them. We have them for them, salted, plain, shelled, however you want them. Fresh shucked, we got Riptide rotters.
Andy, some of your clients doing the sea bass thing, porgy thing. What's up?
Yeah, there's a lot of sea bass going out, you know, and they seem to be using these rainbow clams. Rainbow clams have been on fire.
Yeah.
Some of the guys for the sea bass, I went out 2 weeks ago. I brought frozen sand fleas, dead frozen sand fleas.
Uh-huh.
It was great. You just got to be real quick with it. You know, if you miss it, then you got to bring it back up and rebait it.
And yeah, I tell you, but also in the spring, the stripers, we get them. They have almost like a bocce ball size wad of those things in their guts, in their stomach, man. They love those little things.
It seems like every fish, you pick a flounder, you pick any fish you get, you open it up, they got these little sand fleas. We just started more or less selling them this year. I know a lot of places have been selling them for a while, but I got guys asking, but now they want them frozen. They want them dead and frozen. I guess they work just as well. They're a little cheaper at that point.
Andy, talk to us. You have a tournament going on there at Riptide. What's happening with that?
Right now, we got the Riptide Striper Derby that's been going on. It goes on for about 3.5 months. It goes till December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Hand out $3,000 in cash prizes, 4 divisions. You got striper, drum, blues, and kingfish.
Mm-hmm.
And all the divisions right now are filled, but you can always enter and knock somebody off the leaderboard. It's cash prizes. It's a lot of fun. It gives you access to the front beach of Brigantine to drive on, as long as you have your Brigantine 4x4 permit.
Can't beat that with a sec. Well, Andy, usually this time of year into November, didn't you have something going on with VFW or vets or something like that? What's happening with that?
Yeah, we do with the vets. We always run the Brigantine Elks Striper Derby. It's a 3-day tournament, but because of the regulations that they enacted on us for the 3-inch gap, we decided that we're going to wait a year. We're going to pass this year, and we're going to see how these other tournaments are running their, you know, catch and release tournaments, so that we'll be set up for next year.
Okay.
But it's kind of tough because we always raise, you know, between 2,500 for the vets over there, the Brigantine Vets fund over at the Elks. And so, you know, I put it out there this year. I said, anybody wants to donate, and I've gotten a bunch of donations that I'll match, Riptide will match up to $1,000.
Whoa!
So that the vets don't get shorted. That's the way we feel. We love the vets, and And they're just great what they did for us, that, so that you and I can sit here and talk with freedom on the radio.
You're a good man, Grossman. Listen, how do people find out more about that?
They can call the shop, Riptide Bait and Tackle, 609-264-0440, or they can hit me up on Facebook. They want to send a check to make it out to the Brigantine Elks. And I'll make sure I get there, and I'll be making the announcement of what we actually donate. And it's just a great thing.
Super, super. Great report, Andy Grossman. Good to talk to you again. Hope to hit you in a couple of weeks for updates and report, man. We'll see you.
All right. Sounds good, Tom. Have a great day.
How to get that in? That was the last shot of Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of October 28th and 29th. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there. Things are happening. Beautiful weather. Man, I like it hot and sweaty to hunt or fish. You just can't beat it. Fall turkey season on, permit bow season on. Again, good luck to those youngsters out there. Coastal Zone Youth Day. A lot of stuff is happening. Squirrels. Gotta love my squirrel cacciatore. My Deemery makes the best. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, MV. Sorry, Aunt Philomena. Sorry, Aunt Joe. Deemery makes the best. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio and the Stripers and the Tog and the Seabass and the Trout and the Largemouth and the Pickerel. It is indeed that time of year. Loving Indian summer. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.